Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Yud Ches, Baba Metzia 18a, pagination is 35. Masnisin, just at midway on the page. Motza Gite Noshim, if a person found a get, a bill of divorce from a husband to his wife, Hareze lo yachzir, you shouldn't return it to her. Shani Omer, because I say, I can argue, I can be concerned, that ksuvim hayu, they were written, v'nimlach aleim shelo litnon, and the husband regretted, he never actually gave it, and therefore it should not be returned to the woman as if it's a done deal. Perhaps the husband did not actually give it, and we need his ratzon, his agreement. Asks the Gemara, and this is why it's so closely related to the topic of Metzia, of finding something, which is the topic that we're dealing with now. Taima de Nimlach. The only concern is that he may have changed his mind. Shelo litnan, so he didn't give it. Ha Omar tenu, but if he would say, give it to her, so you have his consent, Nosnim, sounds like you would give it. Vafilu lizman meruba, and even if a long time elapsed between the time it was lost and the time it was found, viraminhu, I have a question for you. Hamevi get, a person is bringing a get, he's the courier. Va'ovade manu, and it was lost from him in travel, he misplaced it. Matzah la'altar, if he finds it right away before there's any concern that someone else might have put something down, the next caravan didn't show up in the hotel yet. So then kosher, we could assume he found the same one that he lost. Im lav puzzle, but if a period of time elapsed that there were already comings and goings, so then, we're not sure if it's really the same get. In other words, even though a get is very specific, and it says who the name of the man is, who the name of the woman is, nevertheless, we're concerned about a concept that maybe there's another person by the same name. Amar Rabba, Rabba answered, Lokasha, what's troubling you over here is not a problem. What's troubling us is that this get was found after a period of time has elapsed. Why aren't you concerned, as you are in the next case, that a different person brought that get? Kan b'makom she'ashiyaros mitzuyos, v'kan b'makom she'ashiyaros mitzuyos. It depends if it's a place where caravans are common or a place where it's not common. V'afilu b'makom she'ashiyaros mitzuyos, and even in a place where the caravans are common, v'hu she'huchzeku shnei Yosef and Shimon be'ir achas. We're only concerned if we actually know of a second person by the same name in that town. But if we don't know that the names match, then the answer right now is that we're not concerned. And this is obviously a complex topic. We're just touching the first few lines of the Gemara on it. Question would be, are you concerned only when these two factors come together, that there are caravans in the area that it was found, and there's reason to believe that the names could have been switched because the other person in the same town has the same name, or either one of these concerns independently? And to take this a step further, if I already know that there is no other person in this town with that name, do I have to worry that there's a different town somewhere with the same name who might have a person whose name matches the one in front of us? in our time, that's easy to focus on because so many states have cities by the same names. When people ask me where I grew up, I make sure to say Muncie, New York, as opposed to Muncie, Indiana. You have to be careful. So this is an introduction to this topic, where even though he finds a get and he lost a get, we're still concerned about the possibility that it's not the same get as the one he lost. If the situation is such that we have no such concern, then the Mishnah's rule would apply. If you find a get, don't return it, because I'm not positive that it was actually administered. But if the husband agrees, so go give it now. So then indeed, if it's a situation where we're not concerned of a switched get, you would be able to give it now. In Halacha, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis in Evan Ezer, we look to identify different ways that one can be sure that it is the same get, even if the courier's eyes were not upon it the entire time. So, for example, if the get remains secure in a person's house, in a file, then he goes back to the file, and he can assume that it's the same get. We're not looking to make conspiracy theories. Maybe someone snuck in with a puzzle get, or someone else's get, and put it in the same file. Assuming he keeps everything in order, and he's not filing all the gittin together with everybody's names, and there's a double, something absurd. If he's running a normal situation, he can rely that it's the same get. Likewise, if the witnesses who signed on the get can affirm that they never signed on any other get, and this is their signature, or some way that we can put it all together and make sure that we're dealing with a situation that it's correct, then it would be fine. Finally, a case of simen muvhak, if we have a very clear identifying mark on the get, like a hole placed in a certain spot, which is the method that we use when we send a get by post, and effectively it's been out of our sight for a period of time, but if we have a very distinct identifying mark or marks in the get, a specifically large letter, a hole in a specific spot, then those would verify that it is indeed the same get. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.